threw me off my
Okay,
rhythm.
here's your promised burger content.
Here's your long-awaited burger content. Mm. Question of
the
day.
You had to wait a whole week. Uh-huh.
I got a burger.
Jay, what kind of burger did you get?
I got a burger. I got a Western burger from Carl's Jr., which is a very good burger.
Good choice.
I don't know. Today's discussion at the top of the episode is the best fast food burger.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be civilized and calm and demure about all of it.
Ben mentioned one before we started that I think I'm on board with, which was Five Guys.
I think it's Five
Guys.
Might be Five
My
Guys.
My answer is Five Guys.
No. Best?
I just like the fries.
That's not
the we're not talking about fries. We're
Sorry,
not talking
we're
about
civilized.
Oh, we're civilized.
I know.
We're having a conversation.
I'm not joking. The burger is one of the best like fast food burgers if I want to buy one.
I think I've had a Five
Second
Guys burger one time.
Is Wendy's. If
Wendy's
I have to like pick
Wendy's?
A fast food, Wendy's is my second.
I think Shake Shack is my second.
Shake Shack is good.
I don't think I count that as
fast food.
It's more quick
I know
service.
It's technically
what?
Fast
Why?
Food, but it's
Why?
Not like.
It's expensive?
Yeah.
I mean,
fucking think of fast food, I'm like dirt cheap.
I'm
greasy.
Go to Panera. And
so when
to
I
again.
When I think fast
Panera
food
counts
burger,
as fast food.
When
too.
I think fast food yeah. burger, I'm thinking of like drive through, like pull on in, yeah. like on a road trip or
oh,
like
does
road
Shake Shack
drive through? I haven't been to a Five Guys that has a drive through, so I have to disqualify myself.
Five Guys?
Yeah.
No, okay, because I would still. I wouldn't qualify Five Guys as anything other than fast food. Like,
it's a burger
what
joint.
Other category would it fall under? It's yeah, it's burgers, yeah. and they make them fast.
It
and
you know
eat
in,
them
by
in the spirit
standards.
Of being calm and demure and civilized. I don't think it matters
no.
what we label Five Guys because you're all wrong with it. It's clearly In-N-Out. In-N-Out is
no,
clearly the best
not.
Choice.
It's not.
Yes, it
I
is.
Live on the
it's
East
not.
Coast. We don't
the,
fucking have
I don't,
those here.
I don't care. Skin the
issue.
Cheese that coagulates on the wrapper
issue.
Of the
it's
In-N-Out
not my
burger
fault you decided
is
to live
heavenly.
In one of the most expensive areas.
Heavenly.
Jay, are you eating the wrapper?
Not the wrapper.
What
the
happening?
Cheese off
what are you doing
of
with the cheese on the wrapper?
I'm not eating the wrapper. I'm eating the cheese off of it. People know.
To your credit.
People know.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's
However,
good stuff.
Dairy Queen does
no.
it too. Dairy
no,
Queen burger.
I think that's just wrong.
No one's doing pickles on burgers
Dairy
like
Queen
Dairy
in my
Queen.
Life.
That's because pickles are nasty.
See, there, I don't like pickles.
Don't say
so.
That.
I don't think I've
I don't
ever
like
been
pickles.
To a Dairy Queen in my entire life. I'll be real.
Oh, well, you
oh
gotta
my gosh,
go to a
Grace,
Dairy Queen.
If you ever
Grace,
want like a short
burgers,
list of but. What to order from Dairy Queen, let me know. I love Dairy Queen.
Side note, this has nothing to do with Dairy Queen, but remember I said we didn't have a Raising Cane's here on the East Coast?
Did you find one?
Apparently there's one here in the state that I live in.
Yeah,
and it's like
they're putting some up and they're putting some up by near us too.
If/when
yes,
you go.
They're expanding.
Expect a full review.
I will
This will be my next
okay,
TikTok
here's,
video.
here's my Dairy Queen opinion. Dairy Queen has better food than Culver's. Culver's has better ice cream than Dairy Queen.
I do
so
love
if
Culver's.
I could take the ice cream from Culver's and the food from Dairy Queen
what
plus the cheese curds from Culver's, I would do that.
What the fuck is a Culver's?
Culver's is a Midwest thing. Oh.
Okay.
Can I actually you on a stage really fast? The reason that
it's
the
custard.
Culver's yeah, it's cuz it's not ice cream, it's custard.
I understand.
And that is so
it's
yummy.
It's better. I don't care. It's
oh, okay.
still better
okay.
than
okay.
Dairy Queen.
I'm just saying
but
the
yes,
two can exist together. They can hold hands in brotherhood.
No, but I'm saying if I could just replace the ice cream from Dairy Queen with the custard from Culver's,
mm-hmm.
that would be the best case scenario.
I see. If you're doing like the dream fast food crawl, Dairy Queen burger, Culver's custard.
My answer is still Five Guys. I don't care if you don't qualify as fast food, I dare.
Five
so.
Guys is pretty good. I like Five Guys.
Okay, enough In-N-Out. Burger talk. You know who's, how do I transition from burger to spells and whistles?
Okay, do you want to hear what I was going to say?
Yes.
I don't think we should keep it in the episode.
Okay, let us leave the burgers conversation.
No, I was going to say, good. As speaking of burgers.
My thought was, Cheese is good on burgers, but you know what cheese is better on? Gosnesian pizza by the slice. Hi, welcome to Spells and Whistles.
Yeah, that's better.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
The Easy Five podcast.
That's more like family friendly, because
I think we should leave
this is a family friendly podcast.
Since fucking when?
Every episode is rated explicit.
That is true. This is an explicit.
Fuck, fuck, shit, shit, fuck, fuck.
That's true.
Thank you, Ben, getting our quota.
Thanks.
Everyone say their favorite curse word on the count of three. One, two, three. Bitch.
Bastard.
Bitch.
I have no idea.
Twinning. Twinning bitches.
We're hitting the quota just for you, unflexible Disney employee listener.
Yeah, you wish you could curse on the job.
Yeah, watch out, Elsa person.
You know where you could put your two-finger point?
Whoa! It's giving colonoscopy.
R.I.P. Oh my god. Ben's dead. Ben's
oh my
died.
Gosh.
Okay.
Don't say that.
But please leave all of that in, including Ben hitting his head on his desk.
Yeah, sorry everybody.
Welcome to Spells and Whistles. It's a Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition podcast.
Where we are very
set in a steampunk world. They don't have any of these burger joints, so...
You don't know that?
I do! I am in charge!
They have wrapper cheese!
Know that.
Please tell me they have a wrapper cheese!
Last time, you guys... No, they're laughing.
No.
Yeah, actually, they just sell cheese that's like stuck a little bit on
a
wrapper, and they charge you $10 for
it. Take my money.
I'm in pain.
Last time, you guys took a long rest, and Myla came back to the land of the living, the land of those with bodies. I don't know. But she talked with Auden about Auden's origins, and I wrote this, and it's really cheesy. I wrote, reassures her, just like a burger, it reassures her that Auden couldn't be anything but the person
what?
She wants to be.
How does a burger play into anything?
Because
of
it's cheesy.
I said cheesy.
Oh.
Yeah. And the crew then talks about what they might do in the evening, and then Ari shows up at the door. They kind of just said hi and then left her with Nadia and Yaren in the room while Auden and Melwyn went to buy dinner ingredients.
We've had a day. Leave us
Myla
alone.
Myla and Id went to quote-unquote spar, except Myla actually instead tells them a secret because they are best friends forever. If you want to know what that secret is, go listen to the last episode because I'm not giving you shit. Okay. And everybody... Do you have a response, Id, to what Myla says to you?
We know what Id's response is.
I know, but any more than
I think
like,
the follow-up
do
is...
you guys want to have any more of the conversation, or is it just a let's go back? We just go home, I guess.
I think the follow-up is what? What is that?
What do you? Huh? Wait.
What is that? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Then why'd you say what you
no,
said
I
a
know.
Word that you can't define?
No, it's I can't put it into words. I don't know. I've been trying to for like forever, and I did these stupid surveys. I think she takes and she like throws them on the floor, and I'm like, and I've been asking people all these questions, but nobody is giving me like an answer that like makes it's different. Because you're my best friend. And I don't... Bleh. No. You know?
Okay. Sure.
It's... I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't understand why you want to drop an engine on her because you like her.
No, it's... No, it's not that.
You said crush.
Not... Shh.
Why?
Because I. What if it's weird? What if it's weird? And what if? I don't know. I don't know how to say things, and I don't know how to express things, and I don't want to say or express something that I can't factually describe yet. That's like blasphemy.
I agree.
Exactly.
This is really weird. You shouldn't be doing it.
So I should stop.
Um, I think in the interest of not being a hypocrite, you should feel the feelings that you have.
I don't know how.
Wait, it's not a dig. He's been encouraging Melwin to get more feelings. It's not a dig.
It's the way you said it, dude. In the interest of not being a hypocrite goes so hard. I don't know. And I need help.
Therapy, well, you picked, I think, probably the wrong person.
Who else am I supposed to ask?
Somebody who knows what a crush is.
Who? You're smart. You know people. You know how feelings work, don't you? Kind of. The person I would ask is Auden, and I can't.
You know, see that, dilemma. That's fair.
Thank you.
You got me there.
Thank you. We could just, you know what? Let's pretend it's fine. Pack it away. It's in a box. It's gone. It's never happened.
Gone.
Cool. Yep. I'm going to pull out like my crossbow from Super Old Times and be like, I'm going to shoot at you and you're going to deflect it, okay?
Sure.
Cool.
Put the shield up.
I'm going to shoot you now, she says.
Let's pretend this conversation never happened. Blah, 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 blah.
I wish I could be like, hey, you know what? Actually, shut up. I'm going to shoot you now, and you defend yourself best you can.
Just get some Nerf guns.
All we need is the zombie apocalypse to start up, man, and then everything. I sound like a stoner.
Yeah, dude.
Mila. The zombie apocalypse, man.
Mila unsummons Otter
There's
Isaac
actively
and summons.
A zombie apocalypse currently.
Mila puts away Otter Isaac and, like, summons literally any of the other ones.
Don't care.
Don't care. I think she. The badger. Yeah, let's do the badger.
That's so valid.
There you go. Fight a badger.
Cool.
He fights a badger.
I command it to self-destruct. Okay. I'm just kidding. I don't.
All right. You guys do actually spar, I guess. Kinda. Mila's just throwing stuff at it, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's just trying to defend it.
I'm shooting you.
Everyone gets back. It is like mid-afternoon at this point. You walk in and actually, like, Nadia and Ari seem to be having a conversation about Nadia's magic. And it seems kind of like an instructional, teaching moment. Like, Nadia is trying to teach Ari how she does her creative drawing magic, but she can't do it anymore. It's not working for her. She can't do any magic at all. She is simply trying to, like, describe how it felt and, like, trying to help Ari figure out whatever she can. But Ari is getting, like, minimal success. She is making things that are very small, and they're coming out as, like, tiny little blob versions of the things. So, like, they're effective, but not, like, well-made or well-drawn or understood or anything. They're having that conversation. Yarn is super bored. And so he's just changing into a bunch of, like, small animals. Like, rapid fire. So he's like a cat and he's chasing his own tail, and then he turns into like a small bird and just starts like hopping around, and then changes into like a spoon, like a wooden spoon, and then changes back into his leaf form when everyone comes and is like, oh my god, thank god.
They're like so boring.
They're doing work, Yarn.
I think it sounded really interesting, actually.
Boring. It was really boring.
Everything bores you.
Yeah? Because it's all boring!
And then he just runs away and, like, he tries to, like, flop down on the couch, but it, like, takes him a while to climb up the couch and flop dramatically down.
Melon's gonna go over, scoop him up, and toss him onto a bed like a softball.
Okay. He's still asleep, so he, like, flutters awkwardly down onto the bed.
It's like when you throw a tissue really angrily.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it does not end up where you want it to. It's like he's like almost off the bed, but like manages to make it. Yeah. You guys want to do anything this evening or this afternoon before like evening activities? I suppose.
I'll look at the letter, I guess.
Yeah, it just says, it just says, Amali at the bottom, and the letter reads, "Ask Ari about Arcanist Lexia." I couldn't ask her myself because it's not useful, so you should do it. Amali.
Melwin makes a face at the letter and is just like,
"What the, but that's not helpful. Why wouldn't you just tell, why wouldn't,
Melwin's gonna crumple up the letter."
Fair enough.
Actually, no, she wouldn't. She doesn't have the, I don't think she has that, actually. Melwin will just kind of like blankly stare at the letter for a little bit. And then, look up at Ari and just kind of go,
Ari, did you read this before you gave it to me?
No, she said not to.
What? Okay. Arcanist Amali is a very confusing person.
That's true. I spent like 3 weeks with her and I still don't really get it.
And Melon will turn the letter around. Can I get the spelling for Arcanist Lexia, please?
Yeah, it's Lexia, Lexia.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it says. That's it. That's not helpful.
Okay. I guess maybe you have to ask me?
What was that?
Hazel's Pop-Tart.
Alright. Ari, what can you tell me about Arcanist?
I'm gonna try that whole sentence again.
No, yeah.
What can you tell me?
What can you fucking tell me, Ari?
I don't know.
Ari, what can you tell me about Arcanist Lexia?
She was like...
Get that Pop-Tart.
Deal for like 45 more minutes.
No.
Pop that really tart.
It's my Pop-Tart toy.
My favorite Doechii song.
So pretty sad. Good.
What did you say, Jay?
I said my favorite Doechii song.
This is a good bit. That's a very good bit. I appreciate it.
All right, I gave her something else, so hopefully she'll be entertained at least a little bit.
Oh, but I like the sad Pop-Tart.
She loves that thing. Ari is acting like chill and normal with Nadia, and then you finish this question and she like sits up really straight and her eyes just go full like white, kind of pearly, and she kind of sort of like looks up a little bit, but she's not looking at anything in particular.
Oh my god, I broke
and
her.
In almost yeah, in like a different voice, she says, "Arcanist Lexia, born year 120, last seen year 937. Arcanist Lexia, Arcanist title was granted year 193 by the Assembly. Year 245, Arcanist Lexia discovered and categorized blue magic. Year 312, Arcanist Lexia invented initial prototypes for Boskite wiring. Year 400, Arcanist Lexia designed architectural plans for an institution for magic and submitted them for consideration. Year 476, Arcanist Lexia attempted to take over the Hells for new magic sources.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, she underestimated the power of the Hells and returned unwillingly looking like a tiefling. Year 476, Arcanist title removed after trial of the Assembly. Year 770, Assembly bestows restrictions on Lexia and removes all her connections to magic. Year 935, gave birth to one daughter. Year 937, last seen alone in Ospi. Life expectancy, immortal. And then Ari like sits back down and is like, sorry, what? It is currently, for all of your knowledge, year 949. Yeah, I thought you... Did you ask me something?
Yes. You don't remember?
No, I thought you had asked... Didn't you have a question for me?
And I asked it. And you answered.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Good.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling
alright? Just awkwardly looks around. Yeah?
Melon's gonna activate her detect magic.
You see the same thing that Myla saw. A little bit of gold with some pearlescent pastels around that.
You said it's midday, like afternoon ish?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna go to the library. I'll be back in like a few hours, and Melon's just gonna kind of slowly walk out, similarly to how she did before when she was handed the letter, just kind of confused.
Do you want company, or is it like a personal library?
She is walking.
Oh, I will probably go.
You're gonna let a 12, 14 year old walk around
she's
by herself?
She's fine. I don't know.
So grab her hammer and follow her. We'll be back at some point. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to the library, Anna.
Great.
What the fuck was that?
What are you trying to look for?
This fucking name. Arcanist Lexia, I guess.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
roll some intelligence rolls.
I think with that and, like, finally realizing that Auden came with her, Mel will be like,
you look over there, maybe, I guess?
Yes,
is that okay?
I will do my very best not to mess this up.
That rolled in a weird-ass way, but it landed on a something. What am I looking in the what'd you say? Sorry. Investigation?
Intelligence. Investigation is fine.
Okay, there's a 21.
Can I just ask a librarian?
Sure.
Nicely.
Yeah, of course. Make a charisma check then of some sort.
Yay. You resolve your thing with Melvin.
They might coincide,
right.
I would like to know your role first.
Maybe they're really busy. I'll go persuasion. And that's a 15.
Okay, yeah. So you both kind of figure out that via the librarian telling you, Auden, and from your own research, Melwin, you're, like, realizing that any evidence of somebody named this is, like, scratched out slash gone. Like, it's been removed. It seems like, from the facts that you gained, that, like, you're seeing the same facts that were told to you, and then, like, the name is scratched out or, like, blacked out. It probably says Arcanist Lexia, or maybe just Lexia, but you don't find anything on top of what Ari gave you. But you do know that everything that is there seems to be true, and is also, for some reason, not wanting to be seen by the general public. Somebody has decided to, like, censor this for some reason. And that's kind of what the librarian tells you. She just kind of says, like, I remember hearing that name, but I don't think we have anything on her, and tries to, like, flip open a book to a certain spot and is like, yeah, I thought it was here, but it was so long ago, I can't remember. You know, that kind of thing.
If there were more thorough records that haven't been sort of scratched out, do you know where we might find that?
Well, I assume whoever scratched them out really wanted them to be removed, because this is a big library, like, looks around, this is a big library, and they seem to have taken evidence of this person out of everything that I can find or remember.
Okay, well, I guess that begs the question. Why, then? That's not something that we should be bothering you about. Sorry, thank you for your time and your help.
Good luck.
Yep.
Cool.
Sweet. You're welcome to, like, make an insight check on the, like, facts if you want me to try to describe things more clearly.
Melwin's not good at insight. I can try.
I can give you the help action, maybe. So even if you're not great at it, advantage, perhaps?
Sure. My minus one. I rolled a 4 and a 6 for a 3.
Ooh, baby.
The rolls are back to normal.
Wait, wouldn't it be a 5?
It was at advantage to be a 5, right? A 6 minus 1 is 5.
Yeah, you're right. That is how advantage Heck works. Yeah. You take the higher of the two.
Yeah, I mean, at least you know all of this seems to be legit. Like, this isn't made up.
All right, then.
Yeah. You could try to make history rolls on some of the things in, like, named in here, if you'd like. Or do research on some of the things in here.
I'm not sure she's going to get anything more.
Auden?
Yes?
Why do you think that Arcanist Amali said that I needed to ask Ari? Do you think if you ask the same question, you'll get the same information?
I don't think... I think we should definitely give it a try. I'm guessing since it was you specifically that asked, you might have done something. Not like you personally or intentionally. You did this. I'm definitely happy to ask about it though.
Sure. We probably shouldn't call it an experiment, actually. That has some very bad history with
Ari.
Squint it in.
Wait.
Are you guys back at the inn, or is this on the walk
We're
back?
We're, like, walking.
This is on the walk back.
Yeah, cool. I'll totally ask. And we can call it a hypopotamus.
Thought?
Hypothesis. We'll call it that. My hypothesis is that she will not say anything like that to me because I am not you.
I am kind of hoping that she will.
Okay.
Because that makes it less weird and confusing. And we're just gonna keep walking.
And Melwyn's still kind of in, like, that confused, kind of shell-shocked little walk that she was doing before. Just makes her way slowly back into the hotel room.
Do you want to bet a copper on it?
Do I have money? I forget.
You have so much money.
Oh, I do.
You have a side hustle.
I have so much. I have the most. I have money. I forgot I have money.
No.
Okay.
Because part of me thinks that you're right. But part of me doesn't want you to be.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. I bust down the door and I walk up to Ari. Wham! Ari, what can you tell me about Arcanist Lexia?
She does do the same thing. She tells you the same set of information in the same order.
You should have bet.
Oh, I should have bet. You're correct.
Bet on what?
A copper.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to start on dinner because it's... Oh, look, the sun's starting to go down.
It would be, like, evening by now if you went to go research.
Yeah.
Myla's scanning Melwyn's, like how she's responding. I don't think Myla's good at insight, but I think she's really good at pattern recognition. And I think she's, like...
She's an open
you're,
book.
She, you're she avoiding something. She's confused as what hell. Is it? You did the same thing when you did the emotions. Are doing the emotions. Sorry, that's a current thing.
I mean, you're not wrong. I want to know why Arcanist... You're very close, Myla.
Yes, I am. She's, like, scooting closer and, like looking... Like, trying to look you in the eyes as close as she...
Melon is progressively leaning further away.
I want to know why Arcanist Amali wanted me to ask... Especially if it's all... If she responds the same way to everyone, why did she need me to ask?
With a
just an intelligence check of 19, just because I wanted to roll for fun. And you know what? I'll flash of genius myself. Plus 5, why not? I think Milo looks at you and is like, oh, I can tell you that. It's math.
Go on. It's...
How old are you?
14, technically.
Okay, so if we are in... Here, let's walk through this. She'll, like, get a piece of paper. So if we are in the year 949, and this you have this, like, magical power that's, like, within your bones from being a sorcerer, and she's, like, sort of, like, drawing, like, a side diagram to this, and we take the year that Ari told us, which is year 935, which is when this immortal being who became a tiefling gave birth to one daughter, that equals 14.
That would be math. You are correct.
Yeah.
Melvin's slowly chopping potatoes.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. I just thought that, like...
I'm just confused because I don't have a mother. Not one that I know, at least. I have 2 dads. I got 2 brothers.
Well, see, okay. You don't necessarily have, like, someone who can identify as mother, because usually a mother is, like, someone who's there with you for, like, your entire life. So, like, I totally understand that. But you do realize... Have your dads had the talk with you?
Yes?
So you know how it works.
I do. I don't think this is a conversation I want to be having with you right now.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to have it either, but it's important to know the facts. We don't have to talk about it right now if you want to avoid it. That's totally fine. I'm totally fine with doing that. Like,
I think it's introducing a possibility that's very small. I don't know.
Is Ed losing it in the background too, or is this just Ben?
I think he's just like, this is so awkward.
That one's gonna, like, peek around Myla and do, like, a help me kind of look.
You're putting a lot of pressure on something that we have one piece of information
Oh,
about.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not saying that it's for sure. I'm just saying it's a hypothesis.
A hypothesis? Yeah. We talked about that earlier, Melly.
We did, yes, indeed. You wanted to do vegetable scrubbing here.
Yeah.
Just handing, slowly making dinner, trying to avoid this conversation.
Okay, you can stop. Just an idea.
It's an interesting one, at the very least.
Yeah,
but
it is. How are you with blue magic? Are you particularly good at it?
Myla, you've seen me cast magic, yes. But I think that's more of I learned it.
Yeah, that's...
The years. So yes, I'm quite good with blue magic. So are you!
Yeah, I know.
Myla, I have a very sharp object in my hand. If you could take, like, a step away...
It's fine, I'll be fine. I'm very aware of where it is.
Alright then,
But it's okay, I'll let you do your thing. Enjoy your potato
we're
scrubbing
supposed
and
to
making.
Be having a very nice dinner.
This is a very nice dinner.
Not being a puppet anymore.
This is so nice. It's like a puzzle. This is exactly this is literally what I am built for.
This is Myla's dream.
It's a riddle. It's a puzzle about blue magic.
Oh, God.
And about the origins of my friends. That's what brought us all together.
Oh, you know who else has very mysterious origins?
Who?
You can ask Id. Id has very mysterious
origins.
Oh, I
know where Id came from.
Just gonna
he came from the lab.
GMO, baby.
And I know where Auden came from. Auden came from the depths.
Holy shit.
And, like, the pressure of, like, being in the dark. And I know mostly where you came from. But
suppose your theory is correct. But then what? What does that help us with?
What if you're part god?
I highly doubt that, but alright.
You could be.
I don't know. Id could be part god. He can use a lot of cool shit,
anyone
too.
Anyone can be. We've seen...
I mean, you could be. Odin could be.
Nah.
Damn it.
Probably not. But maybe.
What if there's more power that you're not tapping into?
I mean,
something that could help
likely
us.
Likely not. There's plenty of spells that I can't cast yet.
Yet.
Yeah, there's plenty of spells you can't cast either. It's not that special.
Yet.
Okay. Okay, suppose that your theory is correct. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do about it? It's not like we can really... Knowing doesn't help us.
It...
Does it?
I mean, it tells us that there might be more power. Something within you that is inherently a part of you that could help us. That could help us with...
I mean...
This whole thing with the people with the purple magic and the cult and the puppet and the mind flayer and everything.
Okay, then where would we start looking, Myla?
I don't know, but I can think about it.
Well, why don't you think about it while we finish making soup to celebrate the fact that you're not a puppet anymore, which was the whole point of us going out and getting vegetables.
I don't know why Melwin's so sassy today. I'm sorry.
Did she secretly take her sassy emotion back?
No. I don't think she has one.
She doesn't need one. She's got
I'm going to go rent some books from the library. I'll bring them back. Don't worry.
They're not really going to tell you anything. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... Ari goes with you.
That's fair and valid.
And you just see Melon put her head down on the cutting board briefly.
Whoa, there, knife. Okay, careful.
Myla, you get to the library like kind of a half hour before it's closing for the evening. And on the way, Ari says, I know that you aren't the biggest fan of Amali, and that's fair. She's weird. She did say that if you had questions, you guys should ask me. I would guess it's the same thing that happened today, right? I don't know. She didn't really tell me, what kind of... Apparently only the one got written down, but...
We can just ask you any question.
What kind of being is the puppet?
Oh.
Is it going with?
Yeah.
The library?
Yeah, why not? He goes,
because we're best
watch
friends!
Out. Okay, I'm going.
She stops walking and her eyes turn white and she looks up slightly and she says, this is not going to sound as clean as I want it to in theory, because I have to think about what to say and I couldn't write down every single question you guys could ever ask.
fair.
Forgive me. She says, you know, a being as the puppet, it is truly a lost magic spirit who exists because he has intense emotions that keep him trapped. And she comes back.
So he's like a ghost.
Did you ask me a question? I'm guessing you did because I don't remember things.
Huh. That's cool and weird.
Myla's eyes are flickering. She's looking Ari in the face and her eyes are flickering back and forth. Just paused only by the thought of semi-infinite knowledge. Huh. Interesting.
What's 20 times 3?
Oh, are you here? Are you here too?
Did Auden go with?
Wait, everybody go. The library. Everyone, sorry.
No, Auden's here too.
No, I don't think she'd go. I think she'd keep scrubbing potatoes.
She just asks Melwin, "What's 20 times 3?"
60. Why are you asking?
Got it. You need 60 zucchini slices.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I think it had. She didn't really tell me what was going on because, of course she didn't, because, you know, I think it has something to do with this. She pulls out the quill that you guys had found a while back.
Whoa, she let you keep that.
Yeah, she said it was mine.
Great.
I don't get that because I didn't find it, but, you know. Sure.
I'm not gonna argue.
Myla is going to interrupt Id and is going to say, who is Rasha the original?
she goes, her eyes go wide again, and she says, "Hello, Myla. I know you have many questions. I am what you know as the creator. I am reincarnated into a form when that form passes. So I will forever exist, but unfortunately require assistance."
So now you're Ari.
Yes. Ari comes back. "I really don't know why you guys are asking. This is hard. It's hard to know. You have, like, expressions on your faces, but I don't really know why, you know?
Oh my gods.
Oh wait, I know this one. What question do you want us to ask?"
Sorry, what?
No, it didn't work.
Fucking brilliant.
Because there's so many questions and so many answers.
I mean, but everybody's got a preference.
Wait.
Are we gonna, like, find books or something?
No.
Or are we just standing here for fun?
We don't need to.
Okay. Should we go eat dinner then?
Yeah.
Myla's just standing there staring at Ari.
What do you want for dinner?
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, no, see, not every question works.
Wait.
That's good, I
before
guess.
Before we go.
Okay.
Who are Melwyn's parents and what is her birthright?
Melwyn is an unusual daughter of magic and being. She has one living parent and only ever has had one living parent. She is, unlike you think, not a god or in any part, but certainly comes from a once powerful and knowledgeable person. She has only the birthright that her mother has passed to her, which is simply a strong connection to magic and its sources.
That's cool shit.
Myla takes a step back and her shoulders untense a little bit. She's still staring, but it's less intense and more just watching.
Okay, so do we go have dinner then? I guess it smelled really good before we left, so I imagine by now it's like kind of close to done. I'm really hungry. Sorry. Are you okay, Myla?
Yes. I'm great.
Okay.
Let's go eat.
Okay. Turns and heads back to the inn. You guys, I'm sorry. You guys make it back to the inn where Melwyn has finished making dinner with Auden's and Nadia's assistants. And you all have a very nice soup. And if you want to try that soup, there's a video about it.
There is a video about
you
it
can
over
make
on Open Table Adventures.
There you go.
Oh, hell, you're back. Yeah. Myla, you have an odd look on your face. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Did something did you ask questions?
Hmm? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Just so you know, not every question works.
I figured.
Yeah.
Like, watch this. What's the best burger?
There's a place. Well, okay.
Okay, you... not doing the yellow thing.
Okay, hold on.
It's fine.
Well, the place that I worked at made pretty good burgers. And honestly, first burger I had ever, so it was pretty good.
Hey, that's fair.
They were pretty good burgers. Delicious. Soup's on.
Hell yeah, soup.
I added
soup?
Chicken.
Ooh.
Because
nice. It's,
yes,
it
protein.
Likes to eat.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You're welcome.
It just has like a whole chicken breast also on top of it.
Perfect.
It's for dipping.
Chicken God. For dipping in the soup.
Just give me like 5 minutes and then I'll be here to eat.
And Miley's gonna go into her room and pull out her in a feverishly for like 5 minutes.
That's not sketchy at all.
It's not sketchy, yeah. It's writing.
Nice.
Got him.
Okay. Team.
Nailed it.
So, what kinds of questions did you ask? Was it, like, personal stuff?
She has curiosity.
I have no idea. It just kind of looks towards the room that Myla's, like, writing in. Myla asked the ones that, I mean, she's going to go to the library.
Don't ask them as a question because I think that it will happen again. Don't ask. Please.
Yo, I got it.
Just like say it.
I think Myla will tell you, but stuff about the person that we think is your mom, Lexia.
Oh, great. Cool.
Yeah, you know, Myla, brain go fast. I don't know.
Yes. Did you ask about your parents?
No, I'm pretty sure I was made in a lab.
Do you want to know?
I don't care.
That's not... okay. That's not really an answer, but okay.
I guess no. I think that would just complicate things right now. Maybe later.
Ari was, like, fucking mid-bite, and she had put her spoon down because she was like, oh no. And then you said no, and she's like, okay. Like, you can just see her visibly relax a little bit.
We weren't going to ask. You realize that, right?
No, I mean, you can. It's not like it hurts or anything. I just didn't want to, like, drop soup everywhere.
Oh, I could clean it up. That's not a problem.
Yeah, but it's more work.
Not really. It's magic.
It doesn't matter.
Magic.
I guess he doesn't want to ask anyway, so. It's fair. I know. Yeah. Duh.
Do you not have any questions at all? Did you ask any questions, Ed?
Yeah, can you ask questions to yourself?
Oh, can you ask questions to yourself?
I don't think so. We can try after dinner.
Only if you...
Cool.
This soup is really good, and it's I just really want to eat it.
Yeah, no, eat the soup is for eating.
It's very good, thank you, Melon.
It's my dad's recipe.
Your dad is a great potato wizard.
Oh, they're both potato wizards. Many a thing they can do with spuds.
you come back out, you got all your notes taken down.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's longer than 5 minutes. I unfortunately think it's closer to 15.
Myla!
That's fair.
Sorry!
Come get soup! Sorry!
It's
getting
cold. Sorry! I'm here! She, like, is like... shaking off her, like, hand from just writing so much. Where's my seat?
Not here. Kicks out a chair.
Yes!
Awesome! I'm gonna go sit and eat my soup quietly.
Yeah. Ari does eat, like, 3 bowls of soup. Like, she's ravenous. She's super hungry.
Eating for 2.
Sorry, that's so funny.
That's so funny. I was like trying to pull that one back. I'm sorry. Carry on.
That's so fucked.
So, Ari is. She'll look at Ed. Should we tell them? I think we should, right? This is important information to share.
Sure. I don't see why not.
So Ari has the quill.
Wait, that explains the
Melon just kind of gestures to around Ari.
And Ari is an incarnation of Rasha the Original.
Whoa, that's way cool! You should have led with that!
Whoa.
Well, that makes sense. I don't know why she didn't tell me. That feels weird, but...
Because Amali's
I probably should have figured it out myself.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, it's not the easiest thing to figure out on your own. We had to ask questions. So,
how do you think Amali figured it out, actually?
I think Amali probably used some weird magic and
Do you want to actually, Amyla, do you want to make an intelligence history check?
Yes. Yes, I would love to make a history check. Thank the lords and the gods of the magical colors above.
Can I give her advantage?
Sure.
I don't think she needs it based on that face.
How's a natural 20 for a 29?
Oh, damn, my goodness.
I like being smart. Okay. We are so back.
I love telling you guys lore that I've set up for what feels like a very long time. Okay, so a reminder that this quill says it's made by Rasha the Original, and its magical properties can only be accessed by Rasha. If unattended or used by anyone else, it's a regular quill. However, blah blah blah, short version, it can cast the wish spell once a week. Do you remember when you were back in your storage shed thing in Gosnesh, and Ari was talking to you guys?
That's how she got there.
And she said, I just wish I could be there. And then she showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
oh
how she
my
got there.
Gosh.
That's how Molly knows.
How did we not figure that
Molly
out?
Knows.
Because we were too busy figuring out everything else.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, that's fair.
So Amali sees you guys with this quill, and it's like glowing, and she's like, "All right, I already know what this thing is. Like 100%, I know what this is. I need to figure this out because clearly Ari has something to do with it." And then she just kind of, she like saw Ari's memories and was like, oh yeah, makes sense. And then spent 3 weeks basically being like, hey, I'm not going to tell you that there's like a reincarnation of a thing in you, but I'm going to just kind of like guide you on how to use magic because clearly you've never done it before. So we're just going to like start with the basics of magic. And eventually, your friends will probably tell you what it is, and they'll figure it out, etc.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's your lore drop.
That's very cool.
I wasn't sure when you guys... I thought, yeah. She just said, I wish I could be there. And then she was, so...
She's never put two and two together.
She's the only one that can use the wish spell on the quill.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, this, you guys know what this means, right? We can just fix it.
We can just make it all better.
We can beat them.
Yeah, that is kind of... I mean, we might be able to do it faster without waiting.
We could just say we wish they were gone. We wish that your heart was fixed. Id.
Yeah, that's true. With yeah, it's possible.
So do we do that like right now, or
can she? Can you right now? How did you get here?
She didn't know that the quill had this property because Amali didn't tell her. Because of course not. She got here via teleportation circle. Actually, Rasha wrote the teleportation circle for the place you guys were at with Arcanist Willow. And she teleported there and then found you guys that way.
So does that mean she used the wish to cast teleportation circle, or does that mean...
No.
Okay.
No.
We...
Part of the, like, drawing the teleportation circle is casting it. At least for that purpose.
Yeah.
So she just automatically teleported. So she has not used the wish spell. Ari says, I mean, yeah, I don't really, here's the thing is I only really know how to do like not big magic.
And you've done it before. You did it to get to us. Anything you dream that we dream, we could make real. We could be powerful.
I guess,
we could.
But what if it's? What if it turns out poorly? What if it goes wrong?
It won't.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It won't.
I did it the one time on accident.
Like, we have to try.
I guess.
It is your magic. Well, someone else is your magic. But I mean, we definitely need to try, but don't feel like... Well, I don't want to say don't feel rushed into it. We do have kind of a timeline, but also, if you're not ready, we don't know that much about it, and that sounds scary, and let's start with baby steps, you know? Can you,
how?
I don't know magic, what would be a good baby step?
How well known are the effects of the wish spell by, like, normal folks that just study magic?
Not at all. Not at all. Not a spell that gets cast very often.
When I can imagine.
It tends to, like, rewrite itself into, like, deific magic or by some, like, intervention of some kind. So, like, anything like this, you could probably track to, like, 6 or 7 times in the entire, like, world's history that this has been done. And no one has ever said, like, wish spell. It gets, like, re-described as something else.
Okay. You only have to do this if you want to, Ari. But maybe start with something smaller than stopping the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I want to, but...
I mean, yes, but...
I'm scared it's gonna go wrong. And so then if it goes wrong, smaller. Like, I can't do
so you're not gonna
to fix
it. Use
it
at all?
No. Myla.
No, I just...
Finish your dinner.
Oh, Myla, if I could make you do it, then...
Ari?
I would let you do it, but I don't think you can.
Finish your dinner. And then, if you're comfortable with it, we could start with something smaller.
She's now, like, looking Myla up and down very, nervously, and continues her dinner. And then we will, pick up there next time.
Jesus Christ.
yay! I love lore.
Oh man, this is going to make things intense.
Boy. Okay, so we will catch you next week. It's going to be crazy. We'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Ha. Oh. What?
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Spells and Whistles. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can stream pods every Sunday at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Every new episode is chaotic and a brand new adventure, so make sure to tune in. If you want to keep up with all things related to the show, you can follow us on one of our many fancy socials. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Spells and Whistles Pod, Twitter at spells_whistles, and Blue Sky at Spells and Whistles. If you like what you hear, you can come join our community Discord. All of the cast members are active there, and we have some really fun opportunities like community nights, D&D Hangman, and fun general chats for TTRPGs and even showing off your pets. If you feel even more inclined to support us, you can also check out our Patreon page. All of the funds go directly back into giving our show some extra Spells and Whistles, and you can receive really fun rewards, like bonus content, extra chaotic talkback shows, and access to player notes. Thank you again for all of your support, and we will see you next week for another shiny new episode. See ya!